bad thing. It wasn't a good thing. We fast because of it. Maghreb brings down that we should fast because of it. On this today. It happened on Tes Tammuz, not a Gimel Tammuz, but that was a reason why they made it Dafka Erev Shleish Kukas. There was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Yoina. He wrote a sefer, a collection of Talmud of the Rabbeinu Yoina, but one Talmud wrote that he knows that in that same exact spot where these Sfarim were burnt, before then, about 20 years before then, they had burnt the Rambam's Meir Nevuchim in that exact spot. The Yidden had burned the Rambam's Meir Nevuchim in that spot. And this was like, and all the Yidden who saw the Sfarim getting burnt in that same spot that the Meir Nevuchim was burnt, there was a lot of controversy about the Rambam's Meir Nevuchim. And the Rabbeinu Yoina held that it was Shtigl Kfira, and they burnt all the Rambam's Meir Nevuchim and Sefer Mada in the Yad, one volume of the Yad, they burnt also. And in that exact spot is where they burnt these 20 wagon loads of Sfarim. And when they burnt these 20 wagon loads of Sfarim, they chap that what they did was wrong. They chap that Hashem was sending them a message. And they all have charata, and they all started accepting. And that's why today we're able to have a Sefer Mada, and that's why we have a Meir Nevuchim nowadays. Because we had charata, Klal Yisrael had charata on what they did. And that's why we have the Rambam Sfarim today. So that's why there's a musig of fasting today. And the Targum, they shtel to the Targum, Magen Avraham shtel to the Targum, it says, by Zeus Chukas HaTorah, it says, Do Gezeiras Eraisa. This is the Gezeira of the Torah. There was something on this day of Erev Shabbos, or Shchodesh Chukas, Chaim Falaji used to tell business people, don't do business today. Don't do business today. Yidden, he used to tell them. It was a day of not such a great day for Klal Yisrael. Now the Ethiopians are protesting, so maybe that also has something to do with. Yashi mentioned the concept in Beipar Aduma that the guy who sprinkles becomes Tomei. One of the things that the guy who sprinkles, it says, it's the pasuk says, "Va'asaf ish tahor es efer apara." Who gathers all the dirt of the para aduma after they burn it? An ish tahor, a tahor-dika person. The Mishnah in para says that. What type of tahor-dika person was he? There's two types of. When a person becomes tummy, there's a lot of different types of tummy. When a person becomes tummy from, let's say, a bug goes in him, he becomes tummy. What a person has to do to become tahor, okay, there's a two-step process. Number one is he has to go to the mikvah. Number two is he has to wait till that night. Okay, now there's two. Why does he have to do these things? He goes to the mikvah. When a person goes to the mikvah, he's called a tvul yoim. As soon as he goes to the mikvah, he's allowed to eat meiser. He's allowed to do certain kaddish to get things. He's not entirely done the process. In order to go to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to wait till the night. And that's called Harev Shemesh. He waits till the sun sets. As soon as the sun sets, he's entirely tummy. So the mission says, V'asav Ishtar, what does Ishtar mean? He only has to go to the mikvah. He only has to be a tvul yom. And this is what Chazal darshan. The Tzedekim were this group that they took the Torah very, very literal. They learn from this pasuk, no, he has to even be a Harev Shemesh. He has to have gone through the night process. He has to be entirely tahor. What Chazal did, the Mishnah says that whenever they used to gather, the guy who takes the Eifra Para, they used to take this guy, a tahor dika person, entirely tahor, they used to take a bug, place it on him, make him tomei, have him go to the mikvah, and then dafka this person, he should collect the Eifra Para. Lafuke the Tzedekim. We used to dafka use a guy who was a Tvil Yoim, who only went to the mikveh and didn't have Harav Shemesh, just to get back the Tzedekim. That's what we used to do. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, in the beginning of Masechtas Yuma, the Pnei Yeshua asks, why, like, okay, so the Tzedekim held something and we argued with them, but why do we have to, like, make a whole matzav about it? Like, we took a guy who's star, we made him Tomei, we made him go to the mikveh, that's the guy we used. Why do we have to do that? And like, the Tzedekim did a lot of weird things. Like, we never made a whole scene about them. Why over here do we make such a scene about them? There's only one other time that we find that we make a scene about Tzedekim in Rabim, is in the base of English, by Nisach HaMayim, when they used to pour the water, Gemar Masechta Sukkah, we used to make him pour from very high up. Because Tzedekim held that Nisach HaMayim was entirely made up, and they were very anti it. And the one time a guy poured it on his feet, he made believe and he poured it on his feet. So therefore we make the guy pour it high up. That's the only other time we make such a scene about Tzedekim. There's one other time that Klal Yisrael does the shtickle, make a scene about Tzedekim, and that's on Shabbos day, we eat cholent. Cholent comes lafuke the tzedekim. Tzedekim says they learned the pasuk bashveyakel. It says lo savaru eish b'chol moishu zeichem. You're not allowed to have a fire in any of your houses. That's what it says. You're not allowed to pass a fire. So they dashin, the tzedekim dashin that you're not allowed to have a fire in your house the entire Shabbos. We know it means that you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos, not that you're not allowed to have. And therefore, we eat cholent on Shabbos day, but after we eat something hot on Shabbos day to show that we could have a fire in our house on Shabbos. Just why? We don't make a fire on Shabbos. The Baal Amar writes that somebody who doesn't eat chaman on Shabbos should check his yichus. That's how strongly we... So there are these three things that we do, but why? That's how strongly the Baal Amar says. It doesn't have to be din cholent. It has to be something warm. Something because you can't eat something warm on Shabbos if you like it's like he says you have to check your yichus. Yeah, somebody would be. I don't know b'shita. He says somebody doesn't eat. He doesn't write b'shita. I don't know if it means every single Shabbos or it means one Shabbos. I don't know what it means. Chassidim v'anshei ma'aseh are very makbid. They always eat something warm on Shabbos. Every Shabbos. It could be a tea. It could be anything. It could be something. A coffee. Well, a guy who has a coffee in the morning, he's already mekayem mecher that Baal Amar. So why the Pnei Yeshua asks, why are we here dafka at Paradumi make such a big asik? So he says, Pnei Yeshua says something a little eye-opening. He says, when the Tzedekim did all their other things, and they were being makel on the Torah, that means they're taking the Torah and they're making kulis. The Chazal said, okay, you guys doing your thing, we're not going to lose anybody to kulis. You guys are being more makel, they don't have that problem. But when the Tzedekim came along and they wanted to make something more machmir, they dafka wanted to take a guy who also was tahar for the nighttime. He waited a night. You're being more machmir? That we're not going to stand for. We're not going to stand for somebody being more machmir. That's already like, it has a draw to people. It has a certain draw to a person. More than being makel. People feel good about themselves. Oh, I did that? Wow. It gives like a certain feeling, a certain oomph, like we have a real toss. People have that feeling. When people are more makel, they like feel guiltier. They have like this guilty feeling. They're not patting themselves on the back when you do something more makel.
People think the most legitimate yid are not going to the most machmer.
Exactly. People view a legitimate yid as he's the most machmer guy, he's the most legitimate. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That Chazal won't stand for. Chazal said, no, this we're going to put up a fight. You're going to make sure that you're going to be more machmer than us in this scenario. We're Bedach going to take a guy, we're going to make him Tomei, and we're going to have him dunk in the mikvah, and we're going to use him. La fuke you. We're never going to stand up to that. That we're going to make a fuss about. For example, nowadays, there's a lot of things that certain groups who call themselves religious do. But when it comes to women putting on tefillin, then we go all out. No. That you're going to try to make yourself feel good with doing extra things, we're not going to stand up for that. We're not going to stand for that. We're going to stand up for that. We're going to put a stop to it. You want to do every other nashka you want to do, go right ahead. Knock yourself out. Go. This, you want to add stuff? Oh, we're not going to let you down. And that's the thing Yeshua learns from this pasuk, from this Mishnah that we did. Another thing they did is that I'm looking at the watch because right now I'm the Mashgiach Hashlecha. It feels good. I'm a shlich shel adam. Shlich shel adam kibayis. So I might like go overtime. You know, I want to be like a mashgiach for a few more minutes. Ain't shlich adam, yeah. I know I'm not saying the mashgiach style. I know he says Ramban. I didn't want to go up that alley. Anyways, another thing that happens this week's parasha is that the yidden complained about the lechem hakloikel, which is the mon. They complained about the man. Rashi brings down what they complain about the man. They complain, is there such a thing that a person takes in and he doesn't excrete? That means the man, when they ate the man, they never ever had to use the bathroom. You ate the man, it was entirely 100% productive. There was nothing in it that was not productive. Okay? They did not build bathrooms in the dorm. Okay? When they had mun, there was no like, where's the restroom? There was no restroom in the midbar. Not that they needed one, but there wasn't anyway. Okay? Now, the Lashon of Rashi is, Ein Yulud Isha, Shemachnes ve'ein emoitzi. There's no such thing as a yulud isha. Yulud isha means born from a woman. There's no such thing as somebody born from a woman that's machnes that he puts in, the ein emoti, he doesn't take out. Why does Rashi write such a funny lashon of yulud isha? Ein adam, there's no person, or I don't think, you forget person, I don't think there's an animal. So there's two gemaras. One is Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida says that an uber, the me'ima, a uber, a fetus in its mother's womb, is machnes ve'ine moitzi. A uber takes in, no, the opposite. An uber doesn't take in and is moitzi, the opposite. An uber doesn't take in any food, doesn't put any food in its mouth, but it still, it excretes something. No, food is never going into it.
There's umbilical cord, there's tons of nutrients.
It could be nutrients are going in. But you see a concept of food. Food doesn't go in. And another Gemara, the Gemara says in, it comes out, something comes out. I don't know exactly what, but something comes out. The Gemara is Mashmazeh. And the other Gemara, the Gemara says, a Gemara in, by the Gemaras of the Churban HaBayit, we learned Tisha B'Av, in Gittin, the Gemara says that there was a Yatush. A Yatush is a mosquito. A mosquito takes in, but doesn't excrete. A mosquito, when it eats, after it finishes eating too much blood, it just goes like pop.
Yeah,
wow. Well, it goes out.
Average when you go like this, and the mosquito bites you, it'll right. Fill up with blood, and
it pops. It
goes like this after it lands on
you. Right, and it pops. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says it. So maybe that's why Rashi says, Ein Yulud Isha. Rashi Dafka says Yulud Isha because it has to be born from a mother. Because while it's still in the mother, it could be Machnes Veinei Moitzi. It could be it's not Machnes Moitzi. And it has to Dafka be a person because there is an animal out there that is Machnes Veinei Moitzi. So Dafka Rashi says Yulud Isha, born from a woman. Only once you're born from a woman is there such a concept that you're not Machnes and Moitzi. That's just a diak in a Rashi. Another interesting thing is this week, just look at my note, is that there was everyone learns this story in whenever, in somewhere in kindergarten, somewhere in your preschool years, or maybe in your 1 through 8 years, that there was, the Yidden were traveling in this week's parasha, and there was two mountains. They were traveling in the middle, and there was caves on one side and things sticking out, and the Amorim were hiding inside, and they squashed them. The two mountains got together. So Rashi, in this week, it's this week's parasha, brings down a shira that Klal Yisrael said. Everyone knows Oz Yashir. There's a shira in this week's parasha that Klal Yisrael said after this nace happened. Okay, it wasn't like six soldiers were there. There was thousands of soldiers and they all got squashed. Now, how did Klal Yisrael know about this? How'd they know about it? So, what? So Be'er Miriam is one of the pshatah that what, it started flowing blood. Right, but Lamaisa Klai Yisrael didn't see that because then they wouldn't have had water to drink, and it happened before they got there. Meaning the Be'er Miriam, it's definitely true. The Be'er Miriam carried away the. That's what the pasuk says. The Be'er Miriam carried away the blood, but for whatever reason, the Klai Yisrael didn't see it. There was two Yidden that saw it, and these two Yidden have Gishmaka names. And that's why I like saying over this. One's name was S, and the other guy's name was Vahiv. And the pasuk, it says, Al kein yo'omer b'sefer Mechames Hashem. Therefore, it says in the sefer of Mechames Hashem, the wars of Hashem, Es Vahiv b'sufa v'sanecholam arnoi. If you read the pasuk plain, it sounds like Es Vahiv b'sufa, sounds like a place. Vahiv b'sufa. And necholam arnoi. The Gemara says that no, Es Vahiv were two people. And they had Saras, and since they had Saras, they were outside of the Machane. They were outside of the Anani Kavod. They had to be outside of everything. And they saw this happening. And they went to tell Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael took their word. Millions of people took the word of two people who saw this, and they made a Shira out of it, because two people who weren't the greatest people in the world, I'm saying they had Saras, they obviously did something to have Saras. They did one of the 10 averes they could do to have Taras. Maybe they said Lashon Hara, maybe they were, I don't know, snitches or something. And these two guys, they said, no, we saw this. We saw thousands of dead Amorim, and we saw the blood and this. And Klal Yisrael took their word. We saw the mountains. They took their word for it. How exactly that happened, I can't exactly explain. But when I said there's the Unkelis doesn't teach over here as Vohev to mean people. He teaches it to mean Al Yama the Suf. On the Yamsuf. It was a place, and they were thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did by Kriyas Yamsuf. So the shaila is, why does Unkelus, why does he not learn? It's a Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas, Dafman Dalet, says this. So the Tzlach in the Gemara asked this kasha. Tzlach on that Gemara asked this kasha. He says, how could Unkelus argue on the Gemara? It's a Gemara. So the Tzlach over there says, he says a very interesting thing. He says, Unkelus, we know, was a Ger. Unkelus had a Rebbe. Who was Unkelus' Rebbe? He says, Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar was Unkelus' Rebbe. But Tzlach, he knew Shas very well, and he says that there's a Shita of Rebbe Lazar. I don't recall where. I think in Yuma, I don't recall where. Shita Rebbe Lazar says that a Metzorah, we know, has to go out of the Gimel Machnes, has to go out of the three camps. He says, but while the Yidden were traveling, do they also have to go out of the three camps, or could they stay in the camp? Because then there's no din camp. They're traveling. So the machleik is in the Gemara. Tanagama holds, yes, they still have to be outside. And Rebbe Lazar holds, no, they could even be inside the camp. So now they were traveling. So Loi Chidas Rebbe Lazar, there was no reason that they should have been outside the camp to be able to see this whole thing. So Unkelus, who was a Talmud of Rebbe Lazar, he wasn't going to go with that pshat of the Gemara. He says, that Gemara is the loik of my Rebbe. My Rebbe held, they were inside the camp, and they would say there was no two people, Es and Vahiv, that ever did this. So come out of Machloikis, if there was ever two people named Es and Vahiv, probably Es is probably the coolest name that we find in...
Is it two words? Es
Vahiv. Rashi might not learn like that, but the Gemara says it's called two people, Es and Vahiv. Two different people. And I wonder if today people would name their son like S, like if that would be a good name to name. It would be a thing. We could definitely. Ace is not an S. S is a. It would be a cool. Like,
you have to write the Mashkiach thing, okay? It's not mine.
Okay?
Mashkiach.
Yeah, but. Okay, thank you very much. I want you to have a wonderful Shabbos. And enjoy your Kalis.